Good morning. Yeah, it's Monday. That day that a lot of people dread. Oh man, it's Monday. Can I get that weekend back? No, you can't. And see, the problem is we want too much leisure time. We want too much party time. We want too much relaxed time. And you know what? Partying, leisure, and relaxed time gets nothing done. It gets you no closer to your dream than sleeping. See, we want phenomenal things in life, but we don't want to put in phenomenal work. Mike Tyson once said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. See, that's what life is going to do. It's going to punch in the mouth over and over and over and over again. It's going to test your passion. It's going to test your dream. And it's going to test your goals. But what I do know is you're a survivor. What I do know is it's nothing you can't overcome. Because up until this day, you have overcame every hardship that life has presented you with. Think about that for a second. That lets you know that up until this point, you've been able to achieve a lot. Don't look at it as the little things or only because. Nah. Look at it as a stepping stone to the next level of your life. Use those past situations as momentum. As snowballs go downhill, they become bigger. With more force, with more velocity, they become avalanches. And avalanches destroy everything in their way. That's how your mentality has to be in attaining your goals. That you're going to destroy everything, every hurdle, every obstacle that comes your way. You have to be willing to go down swinging. You have to be willing to take everything in you to achieve your goals. You're not going to always make the right choices. That's okay. The mistakes are only lessons to learn from. Stand up. Fight. Give it all you got. I always say this, you got to be willing to swing back. If somebody punches you in the face and you don't swing back, it's a good chance they're going to punch you again. And then someone else may see you and punch you again. So you're going to spend your whole life getting punched on until you get tired, until you decide that you're no longer going to be bullied by life. And when you punch back, oh man, win, lose, or draw, you become empowered. You push away the fear. See, a lot of times, most people fear failure. They fear what other people will say. They're measuring themselves to other people's success or appear to be success. Don't let the snapshot of someone else's life dictate your own. Listen, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And on a marathon, you'll go through different phases. You'll go through phases where you're energetic. Yeah, I'm going to run this race. I'm going to get this done. And then a quarter of the way in, your body starts to hurt. Your legs start to hurt. Your body starts to burn. It starts to itch. See, that's mental. That's mental. You got to push through that. And then you're into another phase where, yeah, I got this. This is nothing. And then 3/4 of the way through, your mind will say, I'm tired. I'm thirsty. I got a cramp. But you got to push your way through. And then you'll get to a point where your body becomes numb, where you feel the pain no more. It's more mental now. And then if you stop before the finish line, self-regret will set in. You know why? Because you knew you had what it take to get through. See, we can't expect great things to happen in our life if we're only going to give 50%. You can't expect success if you're only going to give 60%. You can't expect to accomplish those goals if you're only going to do it when you feel like it. See, the reality is, it's hard to get up every day and give life your best. Yeah, I know this. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard. But I say this. If you get up every day with the right attitude, with the right outlook, and you say, you know what? Today, everything that I do, I'm going to give it good energy. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to go into everything with the intent to accomplish, with the intent to be the best. See, that puts you in a mind frame now. You got to create a healthy mentality, a healthy mindset. See, mindset is the goal. Mindset is better than everything. Because when you have the mindset, even in failure, you can understand, well, I'll bounce back from this. Even when things go completely opposite of the way you planned, you say, you know what? I learned from that how to do it better or how not to do it. See, the success you want looks good on paper. The things you want to achieve looks good in your mind. It sounds good when you tell someone about it. You're energetic about it. You put your feeling, your emotion into it. And then that other person looks at you like, yo, that's a good idea. But after that, you stop. You go home after work. You work 8 to 10 hours for somebody else. You go home and you can't even put an hour in for yourself. How do you expect to be successful? You don't want to read. You don't want to study. You don't want to learn from the people who came before you. How do you expect to be great? How do you expect to achieve anything? Come on, huh? In order to do great things, you got to first be real with yourself. You got to ask yourself, do you really want this? Are you willing to put in what it takes for you to take your life to the next level? Because listen, every new level of you, every new level you're trying to attain, you have to be better. It will demand a better you, the better version of you. You got to look back and tell yourself, you know what? I'm really not going hard as I can go. You got to look back and tell yourself, I'm really being lazy. I'm really spending too much time on social media. I'm really spending too much time talking on the phone. I'm really spending too much time doing things that aren't productive or going to lead me to where I'm trying to go. See, the first thing is self-awareness. The first thing is accountability. Then, and only then, can you move forward. So I'm here to tell you that on this Monday, it's not a new week, new goals, new ideas. No, it's a new week, but we're going to refresh those goals. We're going to refresh those ideas. We're going to put in our mind, how can we be better? And every day, how can we be better? What can I do better today that I didn't do yesterday? That's called evolving. That's called planting those acorns and toiling them every day, feeding them, nurturing them every day. And in time, it'll come a beautiful, strong oak tree. And that's the goal, people. The goal is not to worry about what others are doing, but to blossom in your own. It's Monday, people. Blessings.